Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to know, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I say? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. I feel like having a little church this evening.
He won!
the Son say, as long as I got King Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't need nobody else. You know why? Because as long as I got King Jesus on my side, the King will make you do things, glory to God. Hallelujah. For me that you don't want to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he has all power in his hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, as long as I got God, I don't need nothing else. Hallelujah. Because he is everything. Oh, Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah, because he is everything. I don't need, hallelujah, nobody else. Glory to God on tonight. We give God the glory. We give God the honor. We give God the praise. He is truly worthy to be praised. He's truly worthy to be magnified. We want to welcome everybody to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince. Preachers is in the building, and tonight is Ladies' Night. Praise God. And I only say this, Ladies' Night, amen, because First Lady, hallelujah, is giving the word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Amen. But everybody is welcome to hear the word. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Before we go any further, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to praise your name on tonight. We just want to bless your name. We just want to magnify you. We just want to lift you up high and holy on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah, because you are God. Hallelujah, and God all by yourself. You don't need no help. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you. Hallelujah, amen, for you being just who you are. Hallelujah, there's none like you, none next to you, none above you, none beside you. Glory to God, hallelujah, and we worship you, Lord. You are the Most High God. Glory to God, hallelujah. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us tonight. And, Lord, we open up our hearts to you. We open up our minds to you. We open up our ears to you tonight. We want to hear and receive your revelation, your word on tonight, Lord, and we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. And we praise you for it right now. We bless your name for it right now. We love you for it right now, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We adore you on tonight. We praise your name. Hallelujah. And we glorify you. We thank you for your presence on tonight. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name. Touch the woman of God on tonight as she gets ready to come forth and bring forth your word. Lead and guide her, hallelujah, your willing vessel, hallelujah, on tonight. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah, and amen. Bless God on tonight. Bless his name because he's worthy. Hallelujah, bless his name because he's God. Bless his name because he, hallelujah, has brought you out of things, amen, that you couldn't have got yourself out of. When you look around and see what he's brought you through, when you look around and see the friends that have passed, hallelujah, amen, but for whatever reason, they gone. Hallelujah, I don't care if it was a gunshot. I don't care if it was a car accident. Glory to God, it might have been suicide. Hallelujah, amen, but God spared you, and you was out there in the mess with him. But for some reason, he chose to bring you out this mess. Glory to God, hallelujah, to a new level of glory in your life. Hallelujah, you ought to praise him for it. Because everybody, the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. You are one of the few. Glory to God that God chose. Hallelujah, that the anointing is on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love him on tonight. We praise him on tonight because we could have been anywhere but here. But God said, hallelujah, we was going to meet here, right now. It was predestined. It was preordained. It was pre-written. And so if it was written, let it be done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up with our opening scripture. Amen. Before we get to the word, our opening scripture is coming from Mark 11. Hallelujah, amen. Reading verses 22, 23, 24. Hallelujah, amen. And it says, and Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, glory to God, but shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. First of all, verse 22 tells us, before we have faith in anything. Now, understand what faith is, because we think faith is religion. Hallelujah. What faith are you? I'm a Catholic. I'm of the Catholic faith. That's not the definition of faith. Faith, glory to God, is a strong belief in. Hallelujah. Or a strong confidence in. That's what faith is. Faith is what you have a strong belief in, or what your confidence is in. So he said, amen, out of everything in the world, hallelujah, besides the government, besides what you can do on your own, besides what you and your friends can do, he's saying have faith in what he can do. Hallelujah, praise God. So before you even start out, hallelujah, trying to figure out how can I manifest these things in my life that I desire. And we're not just talking about material things. Hallelujah, amen. We're talking about mental things. How can I get peace of mind? Hallelujah, amen. How can I get my marriage, amen, peaceful? Hallelujah, off the rocks, glory to God. How can I get my children on the right track? How can I manifest these things in my life? Well, he says the first thing you do is take the faith out of the things, amen, that are around you, out of the things that you can see, and put your faith in something you can't see. He's saying put your faith in God. Hallelujah. Put your confidence in God. Put your strong belief in God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you believe, hallelujah, put all that into God. Yeah, that takes the weight off of you. First of all, you're taking the pressure off yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't got to, amen, do this on my own. Hallelujah. Amen. I really ain't got to do this at all if I give it to God. Hallelujah. Have confidence in God. Have a strong belief in God. And then he says, amen, in verse 23, hallelujah, and shall not doubt in his heart. That is the key thing. When you say something, see, God has given us the ability to speak things that are not, that are not as if they were. Hallelujah, amen. In other words, I ain't got a car, but if I speak about a car and keep talking about this car and believe that this car's going to come about some kind of way, eventually this car's going to show up. Glory to God. Eventually it's going to manifest in my life. Glory to God, hallelujah. And it goes the same with anything. Hallelujah, praise God, or any situation. I want peace. Hallelujah, amen, in my life. I want my career to take off. I want my ministry, hallelujah, amen, to be heard by many so they can be saved by the word of God. Glory to God, hallelujah. I want these things to come to pass, so you got to speak them, hallelujah, as if they already had happened. Let me give you an example. You know how these rappers, when they first come out, they got songs about cars and clothes and money. Hallelujah, praise God, and jewelry. Glory to God. And they, when they first come out, they don't have none of these things. But they rap about it like they do. And eventually, hallelujah, these things that they are rapping about, hallelujah, begin to manifest in their life. Glory to God, including, praise God, the bad things they rapping about, the drugs. Hallelujah, the police. They're getting shot at. They're having enemies. All these things begin to manifest because they were talking about it, hallelujah, as if it was true. Oh, glory to God. God say, when you going to start talking about your life in a positive manner? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Speaking, hallelujah, in the future, present tense. There ain't no such thing as future, present tense. Well, I just made it up. Glory to God. We got to talk, hallelujah, like we already there. Hallelujah, amen. You got to thank God for the house. You got to thank God for the ministry. You got to thank God for the business. You got to thank God for the cars. You got to thank God for the manifestation of blessings in your life. You got to thank God that God has blessed you enough to help millions. Hallelujah, thousands. Hallelujah, hundreds. Glory to God. Everybody that you can help, God has blessed you to help them. I'm still working a job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about what God gonna do. But I'm talking about it like he already did it. Hallelujah. Amen. That way when it's done, I ain't got to praise him for it. Hallelujah. I already been praising him because I already knew it was going to take place. I'm not living in the moment. Glory to God. Paul said it like this. I'm reaching for those things which are before me. Oh, Lord. I'm not living in what I see today. Hallelujah. Because today ain't what it is. Glory to God. But tomorrow. Oh, Lord. Remember that song Little Orphan Annie said, tomorrow. The sun will come out. Hallelujah. See, it's cloudy today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm walking around with no umbrella because I'm ready for tomorrow. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. See, tomorrow. Hallelujah. You got to talk about tomorrow like it's today. And we doing it. Watch this. And I'm finna move on, but the Lord say, get this out. He say, we are doing it, but we are doing it in a negative manner. Oh, next week, this due. Lord, have mercy. I don't get paid for this time and this coming up and that's coming up. I just don't know how I'm going to. Glory to God. And those things that you are saying are manifesting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to turn that what they say in school, turn that frown upside down. We got to turn this negative talk into positive talk. Hallelujah. And the Lord say, we don't keep talking about it until you start talking about it. Oh, Lord. Until you start beginning to speak positive in your life. Hallelujah. Instead of negative. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you, when you believe those positive things that you are speaking will manifest, they will begin to manifest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word. Amen. Once again, that is the book of Mark, chapter 11, verses 22, 23, and 24. We invite you to go back and read these scriptures at your leisure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But remember, whatever you say out your mouth and believe it in your heart, will manifest in your life. Glory to God. Whether it be negative, whether it be positive, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you might as well start, amen, capping. But like, that's cap. You ain't got no car, that's cap. It's cap today. Hallelujah. It's cap to you. Hallelujah. Praise God, but it ain't capped to me. It ain't capped to me because I'm believing for God for things, hallelujah, amen, that I do not see. I'm believing God for things, hallelujah, amen, that I have not heard. I'm believing God for things, glory to God, hallelujah, that people said I couldn't have. I'm believing God for things that I didn't think I could have, glory to God, hallelujah, but I don't have faith in me. I have faith in God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for his word. We thank God that we have our faith in him. We thank God that he has given us the power to speak things that are not as if they were. We thank God that we believe in those things. Hallelujah. Our hearts are changing to believe the positive. Hallelujah. And to speak the positive and to watch the positive begin to manifest. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. If you got testimonies, prayer requests, especially prayer requests, hallelujah, please write them in the comments. We will put them on the throne of grace before the program is over. If you just tuned in, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. If you want to find our podcast, please go to Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You will be able to find our podcast there. Hallelujah. The Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Tonight is ladies' night, amen, and my beautiful wife, amen. First Lady Aisha is getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word, but like any other speaker, praise God, hallelujah, let me give her the honor of giving her a proper introduction. She is the co-pastor and the co-founder, glory to God, of the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry. She is my beautiful wife, glory to God, hallelujah, and my beautiful helpmeet, hallelujah, in this life that we live. Amen, praise God. And I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than my wife, amen, First Lady Aisha, hallelujah, Prevost. Aisha, it's in your hands, baby. Go ahead and give the word, hallelujah, as you always do.
Amen. Father, we just want to thank you on today. Father, we thank you, God, all by yourself. Father, we thank you for your very presence. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to us every day, even when we don't even deserve it. Thank you, God. Thank you for your son, your long suffering. Thank you for your son to die on the cross for us so we can have a chance to see your presence. Father, I ask you to stand in this house tonight. Father, I ask you to hide me behind you. Father, I ask you to speak my mind. Let my words be your words. Father, let my thoughts be your thoughts. Father, let the love of Oshia. Father, open the people's eyes. Open the people's ears to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Father, right now we find any work under any. And my child, stop us from getting an understanding or getting clarity on tonight. What you want us to know and understand. Amen. Father, I want to see Father. Hallelujah. Who we are in God. Amen. So that's been this topic. We are. Everybody trying to find a way. You know what we came from. You know what's our purpose. You know, we have all these questions, you know, about, you know, God. And, you know, the Lord, you know, just wants me to let y'all know who we are, where we came from. Amen. Amen. So, I'm going to go to a prayer. I'm going to get to a prayer. Just to start off, amen. You come. Romans chapter 8. Amen. And it says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, which had made me of the law of me himself, but all righteousness of the law, my spirit, from my application, but after. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to talk to you tonight. Thank you so much. And God, we live our life according to the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Not according to the flesh. You know, because we came, before we even came to have this big talk on, know, where we came from and our history. We're trying to backtrack, you know, where we came from. God. And if we backtrack far enough, we find out that our existence started in heaven. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We didn't become flesh until we was born into this world. Amen. We came born in flesh, you know, came out either black, white, red, pink, you know, it had color. You know, in the first, people have fingernails, you know. This is when I was first, when we came to the earth. This came first. Amen. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, Adam and Eve was in the garden. Amen. Amen. So who are we? We are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings having given having a man in his. Amen. Amen. We are not children of God according to where we came from, according to we're not children of God of skin color. We're not made children of God based on our status. Amen. Hallelujah. These things does not determine who we are in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because before all of these races, before all of these religions and all that, you know, it started with two people. And out of those two people came many nations, many groups of people came out of these two people. Amen. And we can say, you know, whatever the first religion was, whatever that first religion was, we all was that. But we try to say, we the true Jews. You got the Muslims. Say, oh, we the true Muslims. You got Jews trying to act like they Jews. People who are not Jews trying to act like they Jews. You got people who are Muslims trying to act like. You got people who are not Muslims trying to act like. You got people who are acting Catholic and are not Catholic. You got people who are acting Christian and are not Christian. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But none of that matters. None of that matters. Like I said, we came from two people. And whatever that one religion is, it don't matter what religion is. The whole point of those two people talk with God, walk with God, believe in God. They disobeyed God, but they sold their information came from God. Their wisdom, their understanding came from God at first. This is what wisdom, knowledge started from. It started from God first. Amen. Hallelujah. We didn't come into knowledge about the things of the flesh, about race and religion, and we didn't think none of this. Until we ate, before we ate, we ain't think about none of that. We ain't worried about none of that. We only worried about what the Lord had told us at that time. Amen, huh? Amen, huh? Amen, huh? We can't allow people to dictate, continue to allow people to dictate who you are. Like, you can be born in a poor circumstance. You can't allow what you was born in to tell you who you are. Oh, I'm poor. You know, I was born to a poor family, so I'm poor. So I gotta go steal to get my meals. Oh, I gotta fight to survive. Amen, hallelujah. Or my daddy was a preacher. You know, but he was out here sleeping with this person, sleeping with that person. So I gotta go do it now, cause this is what I was born into. Amen, hallelujah. We can't allow that to dictate who we are. You know, at the end of the day, God is not looking at race. He's not looking at religion. He's looking at your actions. Our actions determine who we are in God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. If we obey God and listen to God, we are children of God. It don't matter who you is. You can be white, black, Jew, Muslim. If you turned away from your wicked ways and you decided to believe on Jesus, who God sent to die for our sins, you are a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to been born in this. You don't have to be been born a Jew. You don't have to be born a Christian. if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a child of God. If you believe and obey him, you are a child of God, according to what the word says. Amen, hallelujah. You have been grafted in just by believing and what Jesus has done on the cross. It's nothing, it's literally nothing we can do to be saved. We can't do, there's nothing we can do. Yeah, we can go, preach the house down. Oh, yeah, we can stop drinking. We can stop smoking. We can stop committing adultery. We can stop stealing. But guess what? If your righteousness does not depend on what Jesus done on the cross, you can't make it in. It's nothing we can do. We can say, it's because I was good. It's what you say, because I ain't do this or because I ain't that, that I got in. No, you only got in because you believe in what Jesus did. You believe that he died for your sins. Amen, hallelujah. It's what's in you. It's what's in you. It's not what's on the outside that determines who you are, but it's what's on the inside.
Yeah.
It's God within us that makes us his child. Amen, hallelujah. It's not about what's on the outside. It's literally about what's on the inside. We can fight all day long about who, that's the biggest thing that we're hearing about. You know, we can fight all day and say, who's the real dude? Who's the fake dude? It doesn't even, when you find out, I was, my asshole, I'm a Jew. Okay, then what? Okay, I find that I'm a Jew. Okay, then because the whole soul purpose is of knowing who you is to get to know God. It's for you to find out that God is your father. Amen, hallelujah. That's the soul purpose. Not to just get stuff, not to just get land. Amen, hallelujah. We find out who we are so we can know who our father is and what is our purpose. Not just to out here get land. First of all, this world belongs to carnal-minded, worldly people. We are not of this world. Our land is in heaven. Amen, hallelujah. We worrying about land like we broke or something. Like we just broke. We worrying so bad. Oh, they got our stuff. Oh, they won't give us something. Like we just broke or something. We with God. God can get us access to anything that we need or want. Amen, hallelujah. We have plenty of land. We have plenty of land. We have plenty of cities. Amen, hallelujah. What do you say? In my father's house, what, there are many mansions. Amen, hallelujah. That's what he said. You know, we say these things, but do we really believe? Because if we believe what God said, it's certain things we wouldn't even argue about, fight about, if we believe God. Amen, hallelujah. You think God's going to just leave us out there and not have us to come to him? And trust in him and not take care of us. God ain't gonna leave us out there like that. He gonna take care of us. He like a parent. He give us what we need when we need. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We gotta know who we are in God. Not according to the flesh, but according to what his word says. It's because he said that you are my child, that we are his children. Not because of who our ancestor was, where our ancestors came from, what our ancestors did, my word for it. I say you mine, you're mine. I don't care what the world is saying. I don't care what the religious people talking about. I don't care what the government's talking about with telling you that you are mine. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. It's just like if, say you got a parent that decided to adopt a child. And you take the child out in public state, so people not knowing that the child is adopted, they saying, hey, I just like you. I know that's your child. You know, them not knowing that they're adopted. Because of the way that they act and the manners they have, they assume this has got to be your child. They act just like, amen, hallelujah. That's how the law is looking. If you acting like God, if you have God's task to visit, if you loving your brother, if you following the commands of the Lord, if you obeying the Lord, then you is. People should look at people like, oh, I know this child. Amen, hallelujah. You got those things, you know, it's biological child. They out there asking the food. You know, and when we say, I don't know why you act like that. I ain't raised somebody like that. That ain't none of my Jonathan. You talking about my Jonathan? Yeah, that ain't none of mine. I ain't raised mine. That can't be my child. Amen, hallelujah. Yeah, you grew up in church. Yeah, you heard the word all your life. Yeah, your mama and your daddy was pastors or went to church and put you every Bible study. Amen, hallelujah. But if you not obeying God, you not none of his. It don't matter if you was already in the family. If you were not obeying God, you are none of his. Amen. Hallelujah. It don't matter that your roots were rooted in Christianity. If you're not acting like it, you ain't none of his. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not according to what your ancestors. God is looking at us right now. He ain't looking at where we came from. He's looking at us right now. What are we doing right now? He's looking at us. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. He's looking at us right now. He in the present. He ain't in the past. He ain't in the future. He right now. And we get to choose to accept him just by believing on what Christ has done. Nothing you can do. People always talk about the work. The work is to believe in what God has done. Amen. Hallelujah. When you believe, there's no unbelief in you. There's no doubt in you. We know the doubt. We know the unbelief because of your actions. We think the sin is, committing adultery. We think the sin is fornicating. We think the sin is, stealing. Doing witchcraft. No, that's the result of sin. The sin is the unbelief. Because we unbelieve, we commit these acts. Amen, hallelujah. What you think, if God is telling you, if I feed the birds or if I clothe the fish, you know, he's telling you, I can do this for you too. But when we don't believe that he can do that in the times that get tough, instead of trusting in him, we go do some unholy things to meet our needs.
Come on now.
Amen, hallelujah. Why? Because unbelief is sitting in your thoughts. That's why you doing what you doing. Because you don't believe God. You're having a hard time believing that God can come through what he said. Amen, hallelujah. That's the sin. unbelief. And we don't believe that Jesus came and died for our sins, what it leaves us under condemnation. It leaves us under the sentence of death. We don't believe on what Christ did, we still under the sentence of death. The price for the seed is death. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you believe that, oh, you are made a child of God through lineage, through your forefathers, through your forefathers' brothers, you're still under condemnation. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you still think it's through flesh. You still think it's through carnal mind. God ain't looking at lineage. He ain't looking at where you came from. He ain't looking at this. He's looking at what's in your heart. Yes, he's looking for what's in your heart. If you can walk after the law, you can walk after the flesh. But you don't walk after the flesh, or consider yourself a child of God through the flesh, then you got to meet our requirements of Jewish tradition. You got to do all the feasts of peace. You know, kill this animal, kill that animal, to get your sins. So you got to follow all the traditions. Amen. Hallelujah. All that was in the law, you got to follow, which we ain't going to be able to do. That's the whole point of God. That's the whole point of God sending Jesus to not follow sin. We can do it ourselves. Amen, hallelujah. You know that, Ralph. But understand, it means it's death at the end of the day. Amen, hallelujah. The only way you're going to receive life is Christ. Life comes through Christ. Life comes through Christ. Nothing else. This is when we experience true life. We don't get true life except in Word. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. Life is in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Which we are. We are spirit. Life comes through the word of God. Like Elder was saying, we're speaking more negativity than positivity over our life. That's why we seem to only see death in our life. We see things going wrong. We see things not working out. It's because we in a carnal mindset. Carnal, negative, that's the same. Because they both of them going against what the Lord is saying. Amen, hallelujah. We got to start thinking positive. When we say think positive, we saying we got to start saying what the word says about us, believing what the word says about our life, what's going on. Amen. When we start to believe the word of God, you can change your whole perspective of your life. You will even see your life totally different. Amen. It will feel like you're in a whole nother universe. You will see that the Lord has been there all that time. Has been working things out for your good all that time. Have been protecting you from hurt, harm, or danger all that time. You can't see it because your eyes are closed. Your eyes will become blind. Because your mind is quiet. Amen, hallelujah. That's why you can't see the full picture. That's why you don't notice that the Lord is working in your life. Amen. Because you believe in what everybody else is saying, but what the Lord is saying about you. You believe in what the people on God saying about you. But you instead of believing what God is saying about you. You got to believe what God is saying about you. You can't. You got to even get over yourself. careful what you're saying about yourself. Amen, hallelujah. Even you having trouble believing what the Lord is saying about you. Some of us, we are on what's in it. Amen, hallelujah. Not believing what the Lord is saying about you. Amen, hallelujah. You know, when stuff happens in the world, you know, killings and all kinds of stuff happens. We should be as people of God, our perspective should be different. We should look and see, like, wow, you know, the Lord is good. The Lord is just, you know. So we should know that the Lord is in the midst and in the middle. Amen, hallelujah. But we can't see it because we blind. We think, oh, kids getting killed. Oh, this person getting killed. Oh, that's a shame. But we got to realize we don't have the whole story. Amen, hallelujah.
Oh,
we looking out, we seeing, oh, the police killing this black person, or, you know, this person dying, or we had a man shooting over here, and, you know, just a few examples. We only see what they showing us. We don't know the full picture. We don't know the full details. What? You say he would come back like a thief in the night? We don't know what some people were doing in their life. We don't know if those people were obeying God. We don't have a full picture to come to any conclusion about what's going on. Amen. That's why we can't be quick to judge a matter without knowing the full picture of what's going on. No, we got to be fair as God. God tells you. Amen. Hallelujah. What they came to God and they saying, God, you don't see what's going on? You don't see what they doing? Why are you allowing this to happen? And if I told you what they were doing, you wouldn't even believe me. It's more to it than what the eyes can see. That's why we got to be in tune with God. Amen, hallelujah. You know, and I'm finna wrap it up. We gotta know who we are in God. Amen, hallelujah. We really have to be in tune with God. You know, there's so many things that can keep us from not, really not, keep us, there's so many things that can keep us blinded from who we are. In God, we can't allow ourselves to keep being deceived. Because they throwing a whole bunch of deceptions out there now. They got white fighting white, black fighting black, black on white, white on black. You know, Asian on black. They got politics for Democrat and Republican. And all this, that's all, that's distraction.
Yeah.
All that is a distraction amongst the people. Keep them from knowing what's really going on. We know we fight against spiritual hot places. We know we don't battle against flesh and blood. Amen. Hallelujah. So if the Lord is telling us we don't battle against flesh and blood, why are we still fighting against flesh and blood? How can we call flesh and blood the devil? Amen. Yeah, they're using him, but that's not their enemy. The real enemy is the devil himself. Yeah, he's using them. Amen, hallelujah. But you need to be fighting the spiritual wicked. Amen. They want you to get in the flesh. That's the whole purpose. They want you to get mad. They want you to get jealous and hate. And they're using those tactics through those things. Racism, politics, all of that. They even using religion. They even dividing us in religion. We ain't paying attention. We so focused on the things of this world that we can't see the damage that's really happening above what's going above, you know, just a corner mindset. Amen. We got to get our eyes and focus back on God. He's the only one who can tell you anything about you because he created you. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. So I thank God for this word. Amen. I just got this. I can't know how he gets to. Amen, hallelujah. And I hope somebody will say somebody helps have a change of mind. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. And if we don't understand something, it always goes hard. I promise you God will reveal whatever you can go to him and ask him. He gonna tell you, he gonna give you an answer. God is gonna give you an answer. You can misunderstand something, but as he says God. Ain't no such thing as some questions. God, he comes to God and you can ask him questions. And he will tell you. Amen. Hallelujah. God speaks. Not just through certain people, he speaks. We gotta be inclined to hear what you think. Amen, honey. Because God is speaking. When you really want God, you really want the truth. Seek where it says seek, and you shall find. Not that the door will be open to you. But you gotta seek. Say you seek, you will find. But if you ain't seeking, you ain't gonna find it. It say not, and the door will be open. But how the door gonna open if you ain't not? You just sitting there standing at the door, ain't you? You're saying you know you should. No, make some noise. Let me know that, hey, I'm here. Come open up the door. You know, that's it when you really want it. You don't really want it. Then you might as well just, you know, don't even try. Just keep walking. Don't even try it. If you coming for, oh, I need this, oh, I need that, oh, Lord, help me, I need some money, you know, I want me a good platform with a lot of people. You coming with the wrong attitude. That's not what it's about. You got to really want God for yourself. So many times we're trying to get people from God, but do you even want God for real? I mean, I heard, oh, what, about to say, save yourself? You gotta save yourself. God's talking to you. You gotta make sure you have it right. Other people, they might not even want it. But you want it. Make sure you got it right. Amen, hallelujah. But in the next, God sees about to tell the world, he let you know, because some people ain't gonna listen. But we gotta tell them, the word anyway. That's our job, is to get a word. Some people, amen, hallelujah. We got to make sure we have it together. I can worry about other people, guys. Now, let God do it. Get a word, God do the watering, in the digging, and all that. Amen. I just bless God. I say it. I bless God on tonight. And, you know, Elvin, thank you. Amen.
Amen.
And God wants to know, hey, amen, what's on the inside? Hallelujah, praise God. I'm looking on the inside. Hallelujah. That's why he said, out of your belly shall come rivers. Hallelujah, of living water. Glory to God, because the water is on the inside, and what's on the inside got to come out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. Praise God. We thank God that God, hallelujah, amen, is going by the Spirit. Hallelujah. He is going by the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God that he's going by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, amen, the day has come. And it's coming. And it's true. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for the word that came forth. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God that brought forth that word on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that you keep filling her up with wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah, Lord. And keep filling her up with your word. Continue to believe in God. Continue to love and save her. Continue to take her places, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. As you go, don't you go. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And Lord, we love you on tonight. Hallelujah. As we live in line to move from your presence, we simply pray into the Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again on behalf of First Lady and myself. We love each and every one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. See y'all tomorrow night on Throwback Thursday. I'm gonna leave y'all with one of my hits. Hallelujah, amen. It's kind of rough, but there you go. Y'all check it out. Bless it on the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Black Prince of Preacher. That's who it is. In the building. Already. Y'all ready for this one? They ain't ready. We finna do it. The whole church finna be crying. You know, lately, every time people see me, they be like, there he go. Got the whole church crunk if a Holy Ghost party. There he go. You know how we do, we bout to get the party started. There he go. You know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move. There he go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. I hate to be blunt, but I'm so lit. Mayweather on the flow, look a drop hit. Big time my lifestyle, see I'm hood rich. Hammer time on the track, yeah I'm too legit.
Yeah.
Hold up, bring it back, can't touch this. Pay the cost to be the boss and I ain't leaving no tip. I preach, you preach, but we ain't the same. I'm different, plus I wear two chains. Church so fucking need a dance floor. DJ in the choir, I just wanna see you praise more. Spirit moving like, whoa, what you hating for? If you doubting what we doing, you get the dope to show. We don't need you,
nope, we don't need you.
Just accept the fact you was here for us reason. I'm so past, bitch, you can't see me. If you really miss me, turn on your TV. There you go. Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party. Got the whole church crunk, you know they about to get it started.
There you go.
And you know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move.
There you go.
But don't be hating what I'm doing.
God being so good, I had to turn up.
Got your rocking side to side with your hands up.
That
two step. Rock with it.
Go ahead.
If you really love them, then
slide with it. Yeah.
To the left, hold it to the right. Don't dip, not drop it. Keep it tight. I'm on a natural high. This that top flight. It's a Holy Ghost party tonight. And if you're hating on us, you need to stop. Knowing me and views as soon as we drop it. How we at the top, but still climbing. Beat the game down to dust, but still grinding. Switch the flow, what the still shining. New whip was coming, it's a matter of timing. Number one on the charts and ain't declining. My little light shining so bright that it's grinding.
There he go.
Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party.
There he go.
Got the hands in the air so you know we got to get it started.
There he go.
You know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move.
There he go.
But don't be hating what I'm doing. Hold up, show you what my God about.
Yeah.
If you an atheist, it might get turned out. Once you feel the spirit, then you start to shout. You won't understand the words coming out your mouth. Yeah, it's crazy, I know it sounds crazy. I was on the road to hell and he saved me. Gracie mercy is what he gave me. Now I try to pay him back with my praises. Dancing in the streets like I'm David. I'm so lost in the spirit, I'm faded. But I don't praise Jesus cause I rock.
And why you
praise? I praise him cause my name in the book of life.
Okay, he go.
Got the whole church rocking, the Holy Ghost party. Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started.
There he go.
You know how we do with the spirit team, well, you better move.
There he go.
Tell you what.
But don't be hating what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I see.
What is this?
Got the church crunk.
I see you all later with your walker cane.
Go ahead.
You better pick that walker cane back up. You know you ain't this one.
Yeah.
Got the church crunk.